We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is the third and final hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Nancy had to take off. She has an obligation to attend to. It continues to be the 29th of June, 2013, as we continue on here. We're visiting with Jeannie Burlesworth and Jack Abraham. They're from Secure the Republic, and their website is securetherepublic.com, and you can get a lot of information on their site regarding the White River National Blue Way system. They have a resolution there, as we were talking about earlier, which you can adapt to your own state and your own counties, as these designations are going to be taking place throughout the country as time progresses. But this one, it looks like was shot down, at least for now. Now, I wanted to address the opposition here. I don't know if that's where you wanted to take us next, Jeannie and Jack.
Well, let me just put a plug in here for the Missouri groups that's organized and worked so hard, because PRCnews.org, we've got Doreen Honus and Bob Parker, Mike Slack up there in Missouri that's worked very hard to coordinate their counties and get programs presented, you know, to get the county commissioners on board with what we're doing here. And it's going so beautiful up there. And then also we've got Ike Skelton from Missourians Against Agenda 21 that's really coordinated a lot of the presentations up there. And I did want to, you know, let everyone know that Missouri's working just smooth as silk up there. Everything's going great. And see,
we've got a lot of good folks in Missouri. And Doreen Honus, she's been a guest repeatedly on this broadcast, mm-hmm. so I know her really, really well.
Yeah, well, I have to put a plug in for them because, you know, they just ran with this. I mean, they took off and never looked back. So I just want to say that they're very important to what we're doing here as a region to fight this battle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, folks, if you want to call in, you're welcome to do so. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I'd like to hear from folks. If you have any questions or comments about how, you know, maybe something that you're facing in your area regarding this conservation stuff, we'd love to be able to hear from you, and certainly Jack and Jeannie are here to provide any kind of advice that they have, as they have this very effective group there. And so, and we're working, by the way, to establish this network of states, and that's what securetherepublic.com is all about. There is a map there. There are state coordinators that are needed all across this country. How many are we up to? I'll tell you what, let's take the break and we'll pick it up there, okay?
Okay.
And so, folks, stay with us. We'll be back here, 800-313-9443, if you'd like to call in. This is Govern America. Stay with us.
Ceramic. ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
We ain't going away. We ain't going away. We the people are talking, and we got something to say. We ain't going away. We ain't going away. We the people are talking, and we got something say. We were founded on the rule of law, liberty, and God. And if you think we're just gonna take it, buddy, you know you got it wrong.
1, 2, 3, 4.
We ain't going away. We ain't going away.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America, visiting with Jeannie Brillsworth and Jack Abraham. Jeannie is the director of Secure Arkansas and Secure the Republic, and Jack Abraham is the state coordinator there in Arkansas. And we're talking about these White River National Blue Way System and also the National Blue Way System in general as it pertains to this land grab effort across the United States, which is Agenda 21. And Jeannie and Jack, I wanted to give you a chance. Let's talk a little bit before we go to the phones about the opposition that you've been facing, because people need to be ready for this when they start fighting these battles on a local level. Now, I've been going through some of the Arkansas media, came across this very rabid guy by the name of Max Brantley. He is writing in the Arkansas Times, I guess. And he's just attacking you. I mean, trying to talk to you about, he basically calling you conspiracy theorists and and, you know, black helicopters and all that. I mean, it's really almost kind of comical to watch how rabid and biased this guy is. I guess this is the kind of stuff that you can expect, though, when you actually make progress, when you're actually accomplishing something, right?
Well, people here in Little Rock know who he is. It's like, to me, that bothers me in the least. I never even give it a second thought. No way. It's just because that's just who he is. He's an environmentalist, very radical, and what do you expect to come from him? But I do want to say it's Jack Abrahamson. We've got to get that S-O-N on his, the end of his name there.
Yeah,
but anyway, Jack, go ahead now and tell them about the opposition that we did encounter after Missouri and Arkansas had such a, you know, I believe a triumphant campaign here, and what they tried to do to us after. And that's why, Darren, we worked so hard and so fast. We knew for 3 weeks here we better give it all we got, because finally they're would raise up against us and try to do something, and that was naive not to think they weren't going to lift a finger. So go ahead, Jack. Jack?
Do we have Jack? Okay, apparently something happened to Jack, so we'll get him back.
Okay.
And anyway, I'll tell you what, while we're waiting to get Jack back, let's go to John in Tennessee. John, you're up first here on Govern America. Do we have John?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, there he is. Okay, go right ahead.
Okay, it's Jeannie, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, Jeannie, a couple of weeks ago, Lamar Alexander was on a local morning sports show, and apparently he's become the savior of the state of Tennessee's fishing rights because he went up against the TVA preventing fishing near the dams. But as a result, he said, if you want to see this permanent, if you want to be able to fish the dams permanently, then you need to get in support of Senate Bill 601. So I'd like to ask you, I've read some of Senate Bill 601. This is Agenda 21 also, gives control of all of the water in the state to the Army Corps of Engineers.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know how that ties in to what you're talking about with the Blue Ways, considering that that's has to do with some dams coming down.
Well, I mean, it's very obvious. I mean, if it has anything to do with water, because when you begin to look at the documents that the Nature Conservancy had put together, really overseeing this coalition of this Blue Way designation system, when you begin to look at that, it talked about all water bodies and tributaries and rivers and lakes.
Even man-made ponds on farms fall into that.
Oh, see, this is what, when we began to, we found this document just by researching, intense research, but it's called the National Blue Way System, and it was the nomination process. And then, in this book that we put together, and we could send this to different people that request it, but it has everything that you would want to know about what they're going to do, their short-term goals, their long-term goals, and, you know, that's what we begin to break down and send out in emails is like, look, all these federal and state agencies, the Nature Conservancy's compiling, you know, information of what they're going to do, and then you see that this is, you know, real trouble in their strategic objectives that they have, for instance, you know, establishing a 180-foot wide vegetative buffer along all surface water. So, yeah, that goes into just a total water grab, and you know when they grab the water, they're going to have to grab the land, because that's what basins and whitewater and watersheds are all about.
Well, that's what Darren and I were talking a couple of days ago about this. I noticed it, Jeannie, probably 20 years ago they really started this by isolating shoreline in Michigan, making it harder to get to the lakes and the river. So this is something that's been going on. But what's sad is they're using the best of the American people, or part of the best, sportsmen. All they want to do is hunt and fish, and they're giving them what they want, but at the same time manipulating them into calling their their senators and representatives to tell them to support SB 601, and most people will never bother to read the bill, and they'll support it. Let some fish.
Yeah,
there you go.
All right, capitalizing upon
people's ignorance.
Yeah. One thing, getting back on the Blue Ways, they have plans to put them in all 50 states, and that came out of the Department of Interior.
So,
I mean, it's just not Arkansas and Connecticut and some of the states out east, but they got projects planned in all 50 states.
Yep, exactly.
Well, I went and checked it out this morning before I called in, and it's actually it's a scenic blue way in all the states for fishing and canoeing is how they're pushing it. And they're, like I said, they're manipulating people into supporting something that's actually stealing from them. So thank you for your work.
That's it. Hey, thanks a lot for the call there, John. I appreciate it. Now, Jack, sorry that you dropped. We lost you there for a moment, and I apologize for getting your name wrong. It's Jack Abrahamson. So I apologize for that.
No problem.
Before we lost you there, you were going to talk a little bit about the opposition, and I wanted to give you a chance to do that. Jeannie was just posing the question to you about to talk a little bit about what the other side has been trying to do to counter your efforts.
Well, the thing is, what's happened is they don't want to demand the withdrawal. They talk about preserving property rights. They talk about that they have people when they bought their land, they bought it along rivers and watersheds. They think the watershed is what runs along the river and the creeks, but the watershed is everything, all land, and that's what they don't understand. And the language has been toned down, and when you look at it, really what it is doing is giving an endorsement, and they're requesting rather than demanding the withdrawal. But what they're really doing is, when you look at the whole resolution, is sort of endorsing the Blue Way and not, getting any of the agencies that they're dealing with mad at them. That's what they're really trying to do, is they don't want to upset, the people they've been dealing with. And that's what it really is watered down big time. Yeah. And it's not a good resolution legally or even, the words. And there's a lot of different, if you look at the laws and stuff and regulations that have implemented this, each area is different. They've got one thing they call it, and I don't know if I should go into this, but the Estuary Restoration Act, and that's Public Law 106-457. That takes care of all coastal states, and then every state that surrounds the Great Lakes, which there's 30 states altogether, and that's listed in that public law, but. So they're attacking us from all different fronts. If this one doesn't do it, they've got this other one, and they complement each other. And that's,
exactly. Now, say what was the name of that again? That Public Law 106-457.
I'll spell it. It's Estuary Restoration.
Estuary.
Okay.
And it's Public Law 106-457.
Okay. Very good. Yeah, you broke up when you gave the name of it, so I just wanted to get that out there. All right, very good. All right, let's go out to Colorado now and talk to Steve. Steve, you're up next.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Wow, lots of info, something I'm familiar with. And I think the second caller, the caller before that caller mentioned how the military is involved in this, right?
Yes.
I found something while listening, and I'm going to show you what I got on. Well, I'll get to that in a second because I'm looking for it. Have you guys ever heard of the website called watercrimes.com?
No.
Oh, my Lord. When you guys go on that, you're going to see a lot of info, and I know that's in Canada, but there's a lot of links on that website, too. But I just typed in, what is it, sustainable energy in the military, and what came up was another organization that sounds like Agenda 21, and which probably is, Force. It's called ForceChange.com, and it says applaud sustainable energy scholarship program for military personnel. I mean, so Yeah, so when you guys look at this...
Do you love America?
All right, hold it. We gotta,
do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Back to Govern America. Sorry about that, folks. I ran up against the clock. That's what happens when I get too involved in the conversation and don't watch the clock. But anyway, we're visiting with Jeannie Burlesworth and Jack Abrahamson, and they are from Secure the Republic, and the website is securetherepublic.com. We're talking about the White River National Blueways system and National Blueways in general. And Steve is in Colorado, who got rudely interrupted by the commercial break there. And Steve, you were just talking about the military's involvement in this whole conservation thing. I want to give you a chance to finish your thoughts here.
You know, you guys heard of Stacy Lynn, what she went through, right, in Fort Collins?
Yeah, I have. I don't know if our guests have, however. Now, basically, Stacy Lynn for Jeannie and Jack, I don't know if you were aware of this, she was fighting an Agenda 21 program out there, and make a long story short, she came up against some tremendous opposition, even to the point where they went after her kids. Is that right, Steve?
Yeah, he actually took the kid away from her and gave the kid to a deadbeat dad, and all of a sudden the deadbeat dad winds up having a brand new car and all this other stuff. And I
there's a whole web of corruption that was operating out there, including a corrupt judge and a very wealthy individual. That's a whole show. In fact, we've done a whole show on that.
An, you, Darren, you got an idea of about that. You got a good idea of what's going on with that. She's still fighting or whatever, but, you know, I this website, forcechange.com, it's F-O-R-C-E, change.com, there's a general that's involved in this. It's, his name is General Martin Dempsey, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I mean, wow. This goes so far. I mean, this is, you know, and, you know, there was another friend of Stacey that was actually exposing all this stuff. Not this website that I just found, that I just told you about. That was just a simple search. But her tires were slashed on her car, and at about 11 o'clock at night, somebody was pounding on her door. I mean, these people, and I'm not trying to pump fear here, it's just, you know, when you start exposing stuff like this, everybody needs to be in groups, and, you know, and you have yeah. to, you have to have, yeah, you have to have protection. And, I mean, this is scary. I mean, it's not
well,
only
you
scary,
bring up
but
a very, you bring up a very interesting point and a very important point. And here's where I think Jeannie and Jack, we come back to the argument that there is strength in numbers.
Oh, yeah.
There needs to be, we don't want to be lone wolves, do we? We want to have a number of people on our side actively countering and publicly, very publicly speaking out and working against this, because it's very easy to marginalize one person. It's very easy to come out and attack one individual. But when you're dealing with a massive group, it becomes much harder, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. By far.
But Darren, you know, we got so much evidence of real American people that are far from anti-government. We want government, but, you know, limited, of course.
Yes.
But, you know, this is anti-cabal. This is anti-shadow government. And there's so much proof that's going on around here that we're being poisoned through our food. Our waters are being, I mean, if you go on that website, watercrimes.com, you guys aren't going to believe what you see on that site. It's just unbelievable.
Well, I appreciate the information. We'll definitely check that out.
I don't work for that site. I have nothing to do with that site. I mean, I just found that a long time ago. And, you know, this is from somebody on, I'm not on Facebook anymore, but, you know, it was shared around multiple times. But when you guys get on that, it's unbelievable what you're going to see there, where some people are murdered and everything. I mean, it's gotten that bad over there in Canada.
Oh, you know, yeah. I'm right there with you. I understand that. People get nasty, you know, and I don't want to scare people into inaction, though.
Oh, but definitely not, yeah.
Yeah, listen, I appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. God bless.
Yeah, God bless you. I come back to the point I was just making a moment ago. We want to make sure we have enough people. We have to build a groundswell of individuals. And Jeannie and Jack, you know, one thing that people have mentioned to me over the years, whenever I talk about getting organized on a grassroots level, they say, you know, they just, you know, my city council doesn't listen to me. They just kind of ignore what I say. And my answer to that is always, we have to increase our numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the key to it. And you people have been very effective at networking there in your area to the point where you force them to listen to you.
Yeah.
All this stuff doesn't just happen by accident. I mean, your numbers are tremendous. And so my hat really is off to you and your organizing abilities.
Well, I mean, the thing of it is when you get to the level we're at, you definitely get congressional attention, and that's what's going on right now is we've got the attention. Our federal delegation and Missouri's federal delegation and the Western Caucus, Senator John Brasso, is all working together. They're all working together, and that's a victory right there. We've got, you know, Congress working at a high level here, looking into this, sending letters to the Department of Interior, and that's why I'm saying just the local battle ends up national. And that's why I'm saying if everybody would get involved and get our information, we'd be glad to work with them. Contact your show, Darren's show, if you want to get a hold of us, because we're here and we will help support the nation in this campaign.
Very important to do so, and you can email us at radio@governamerica.com. That's radio@governamerica.com. All right, I'll tell you what, we'll take the bottom of the hour break. When we come back, we got a few more calls here. 800-313-9443 with Jeannie and Jack. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution. Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution.
Answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
The lines of my earth, so brittle and fertile and ready to die. I need a drink, but the well has gone dry.
We're back. This is Govern America. Visiting with Jeannie Burlesworth and Jack Abrahamson. SecureTheRepublic.com is the website. SecureTheRepublic.com and your input, if you would like to be a state coordinator, go up there and take a look at the maps that they have, the maps of the state coordinators. And if you have somebody that's already in your state, plug in. Use the contact information that's there. If there's not a state coordinator for your area, consider being one. If you'd like to make a difference, and certainly we can direct you in the area that you needed to go in order to accomplish that, because that's really what we're about here. You know, we can sit here and talk about the problem until the cows come home, but we want to be able to, you know, where the rubber really meets the road is in action. And to help facilitate that, and that's what we're, our goal, our desire here is here. Otherwise, we're just kind of wasting our time, aren't we?
Right. And, you know, Darren, this ties into the same campaign we were in earlier this year with you and Jackie Petru against this Constitutional Convention or the Article 5 Amendment Convention.
Right.
They're trying to transition us out of constitutional government into regional governance and, you know, unelected bureaucrats oversight. And
right.
we've got to absolutely, you know, nip this in the bud just as quickly as we can.
Well, and that battle continues as well. I'm not quite sure exactly where all that entails, but I know that that's an effort that has been repeatedly surfacing or rearing its ugly head over the years, and we'll have to probably address that again in the coming days as soon as the dust settles on this issue.
Right, right.
It just never ceases to amaze me, you know. I mean, they never go away, and that's why we can't go away. But folks, here's the thing. It's these efforts that really encourage me. It's these efforts that keep me going because I know we can do this. Nobody said this was going to be easy. Nobody said this battle was going to be something that was just going to be fought once and then left alone. You know, and I really believe with all my heart this is the reason why I was put here. I really believe that this is really a calling. A lot of people go through their life from cradle to grave and they never know anything about these battles, these encroachments upon our freedom. Now it's getting very hard to ignore, however.
Right. Well, I mean, it looks like we've got Congress, you know, stirred up enough to be able to do something. Even in our own paper, we had Congressman Tim Griffin say that he would draft some legislation to address this issue. I mean, we're hopeful. We'll have to see it, and, you know, before we decide whether this is good or bad. But, you know, at least we've got something in the making here. And then, like I said, we're working with all of these congressmen on this issue that Brasso literally called it a federal power grab. And he said this program was created by a federal order which totally bypassed Congress. And that's why... You know, we've got to get our congressmen involved. And, Darren, let me say, if the people are wanting to know what action to take right now, what can they do, the first phone call that they need to make in their own state is to their county commissioner or to their justice of the peace or whatever the term might be called in different states across America. Or you've got to get a hold of the local people that's going to be able to vote and decide on what's going to come into that county immediately. And then you need to go ahead and get a hold of your state representative or state senator and then go right up the line to your U.S. congressman and U.S. senator. But that's how you're going to have to progress in this. And their phones need to burn down. And then they need to start in on their governor. And they don't need to make one call and then, you know, wash their hands of it. What they need to do is keep calling every day. Burn those lines down, people. You know how to pick up a phone. And that's what gets me. If just a little bit of effort gets me so excited because I know we can overturn things. Push back, well, public.
Yeah, the fact that these people are backing down where you are indicates that it's just remarkable to watch them backtrack. But they're not used to losing, and that's why they get so nasty, and that's why they get so bent out of shape. You know, I think about all the people that are profiting from this monetarily or stand to profit, and that's, you know, it's just like the invasion of the Chinese into this country. There are a lot of people that are profiting from it. And so because of that, when you start coming out against it, they'll call you every name in the book. They'll get really nasty with you. But, you know, sticks and stones.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way you got to look at it.
Exactly.
Chris,
and we're continuing.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No.
Chris in Las Vegas, you're up next.
Well, there, Darren, and I want to really applaud the yeoman's work that Jeannie and Jack have done in this matter of representing or presenting the interests of their state and other states' constituents in fighting off this globalist agenda of taking over America.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
If you don't mind, let me recall you to Katrina and the Gulf War, the Gulf disaster, supposedly, of the hurricanes down there, when Craig Hugate, who was the associate director of FEMA, sent in the Corps of Engineers to bulldoze homes of private individuals before they could retrieve any of their private possessions from their private property under the guise of protecting the public safety under a mitigation action, or there's another word for it that starts with A that's slipping my mind, but this association of FEMA, the Department of Homeland Security, the TSA, and the military, and the Corps of Engineers is highly troubling and bears close speculation or inspection, casting a light of sunshine on what their initial plans really are under your SB, I think it was 3310, the Fishing Protection Act, allegedly.
Okay. Did you have a question or something, or did you just want to put that in?
Well, I basically wanted to remind people this association exists, but more importantly, to their point about the land theft and water theft schemes, the tying back to this Nature Conservancy scam, which was Clintonian's ideological invocation from Rio Summit and association with Soros, Kissinger, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and other globalists who seek to take over this country,
yeah,
whereby they claimed large chunks of American lands to private foreign owners,
right,
under the guise of Nature Conservancy, and left mere benefits of tax exonerations for the grantors of these large grants of land trust to foreign interests.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really believe that the whole situation in New Orleans was an operation. I know that there are a number of people that were not allowed to rebuild after that whole thing flooded. And this really seems to be the whole plan, is to flood areas and to create, you know, so that they can create buffer zones, right, Jeannie and Jack?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
We're not supposed to be able to live near the water. What's that?
I didn't hear that last thing.
Well, I said we're not supposed to be able to live near the water.
Well, it's not only that. The wetlands, what they do is, any, if your land ever flooded for some reason or other, that's considered wetlands, and that's part of that land that they're talking about, you know.
Right, absolutely. Well, Chris, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate that.
One thing, if you don't mind, Darren.
Quickly.
All right. The true problem is our land has been claim-jumped. When they switched the nature of the states to incorporate subsidiaries of Corp U.S., they claim-jumped everyone by the parcelization scheme, trying to obliterate the true nature of ownership of lands in America under private grants of land-made patent, making it absolute, fee simple, absolute, a loyal title, whereby no one, including the federal government, has any interest in your lands, standing the state's taxational schemes on your lands because they lie without the jurisdiction of the corporate states or the federal government. And that is a point that people need to look at, is getting your lands brought up into the original contextual state of ownership and fee simple absolute. And I thank you so much for letting me contribute today. I thank them for what their efforts are.
All right. Thank you for your call there, sir. I appreciate that. Either one of you looked into the land patent issue? Because I know that comes up from time to time, and folks say that that's a way that people can actually reclaim the lodeal title to their property and ultimately get themselves out of the system. I don't know if anybody's really been able to do that in such a way that has been able to work, but I don't know. Is that something that you've looked at all?
Just briefly, Darren, lodeal.
Yeah, I have also, and it is quite complicated. I know of no one that's really pulled their land out and, you know, acquired it like that, but you know, Arkansas is one of the few states that has a lodeal title, but it isn't used.
Yeah, all right. Well, very good. I mean, maybe it's something to look at in the future and explore a little more. All right, let's go to Art. Art, you're up next. Hello, Art. Are you there? Going once? Going twice? Okay, I guess Art dropped. Let's go to Warner in Canada. Warner, you're up next.
Darren, I just turned in the last hour. And I understand this is about the government and in your country, the Army Corps of Engineers, take over authority about the land that's alongside rivers and bodies of water.
It's a whole watershed.
Yeah, it is
a watershed. Yeah, you probably needed to hear the second hour. What we're talking about here, Warner, is the White River National Blueways system. The National Blueways is a designation that comes from the U.S. Department of Interior. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar, he signed a secretarial order back last year, 3321, which we have up on the website for anybody who wants to read it. But basically what it does is it turns our rivers into a blueways system, is what they call it, which includes the watersheds. It's just another excuse to regulate private property land ownership out of existence.
What will the bureaucrats and the power-grabbing government entities do next? They tried it here a few years ago here in New Brunswick about wetland designation, and there was such an outcry, you know, such an opposition, and the government just plain backed off. But when it comes to about leaving the stewardship and of the environment and of the water and so, and of the resources in the hands of bureaucrats and of especially of the militaries, you know, it's basically making a gardener out of a billy goat.
Well, the way I see this, you know, is, you know, increasingly we have a rise in corporatism that are taking over our farms, our agriculture. And corporations are known for not caring about the environment. Am I right, Jeannie and Jack?
Yeah.
It seems like promoting corporatism, promoting this sort of agriculture, and allowing the small farmer to be pushed out of business by these major corporations is just foolhardy if you're interested in the environment. So that just goes to prove once again that it's not about the environment.
Well, we have seen the examples there in history where people have very limited land resources and so. It always boiled down the only way that the people could survive when the stewardship of the land was in private hands.
Yep, there you go. That's
people
what it takes.
People were working the land, you know, if they didn't practice stewardship of the land, those people didn't survive.
Yeah, and Warner is a farmer himself. Jack and Jeannie, so he knows a lot about stewardship of the land. He works his own fields there up in Canada. And, Warner, I appreciate your call. Thank you so much.
Darren,
oh, absolutely.
May I say something?
Yes, go ahead.
I have documented over the last few decades what the militaries here in Canada were involved in here in eastern Canada, and I think it's a similar situation in the New England states that has caused the demise of agriculture. They were the biggest perpetrators in destroying the land, poisoning the land, illegal dumping of pesticides, a la Agent Orange and the like on farmland in order to get the farmers to close their doors. And the only
farmers
they want to have left in the end is the corporate farmers.
Well, wasn't it Monsanto that came up with Agent Orange, if memory serves me correctly?
Yeah, as I say, you know, there is a whole gamut of different herbicides. You know, and I was familiar with many of them from the old country. And when I came here and I saw the damage that was being done year after year, and the way I was lied to by the experts in the provincial and federal Department of Agriculture, and the massive cover-up at all levels of government, and some of the airplanes that were involved in dumping all those chemicals were military aircraft.
Yep. There you go.
People, they better start opening their eyes and basically play detective.
Yes.
At first, they have to inform themselves in order to get a clue what they're investigating.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do here. Well, listen, I appreciate the call, Warner. Sorry I have to scoot, but I got a couple of more calls here. Jack and Jeannie, did you have anything you wanted to say in response to what Warner brought up there?
No, except for, you know, the thing of it is unfortunately, when these groups like Nature Conservancy and Ducks Unlimited and Audubon, when they're all talking about conservation, they're not talking about conservation the way it's propaganda is what they're putting out because you know, they're wanting it to control the land themselves. And so we just have to remember that there has to be a balanced message in there.
Yep. Exactly. All right, let's go to Kathleen in Iowa. Kathleen, what's on your mind?
Okay, I applaud this effort, and I can't stress enough how important it is. And I will say that you're exactly right. If we're going to really make an impact, we have to start on the local level. And Agenda 21's end game is the elimination of property rights and concentrated population density formula. And they're going to corral people, and they're going to control where they live and blah, blah, blah. But it comes through, this is going to be done through what they call soft law, and it's going to come up through counties. And so if you want to know and you want to be active, you've got to start attending your county meetings. And a lot of times you'll bring it up to a county supervisor or whomever you have in charge, and they won't know what you're talking about, or they will claim they don't. And
well,
a lot
Kathleen,
of these...
I got to take a break here. Hold your thoughts. I'll hold you over the break. And we also have Dallas in Canada to round out the show. Stay with us, folks. One more segment to go here with Jeannie Brailsworth and Jack Abrahamson of Secure the Republic and SecureTheRepublic.com. We'll be back here in a moment.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartAndBody.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
We're in the home stretch of the broadcast. A few more minutes to go. We have Kathleen in Iowa on the line. And Kathleen, go ahead and finish with your thoughts, please.
I was just going to say that if you would, this is really coming up through the counties. And by attending your county meetings, you don't have to say anything, just show up. These people operate in a vacuum, and your mere presence will rattle them enough to start paying attention. And if they truly don't know about Agenda 21, and I think there are plenty of well-meaning bureaucrats who truly don't know, it's an opportunity to educate them. But all we need to do is start showing up, paying attention. It's in, what, an hour, 2 hours out of your month. And
yeah.
if you really care, this is what you need to do. And as you learn more, you'll feel more confident in stepping up to the podium, perhaps. But it isn't necessary. Just start showing up. And
you know, Kathleen, I wanted to get your information if we can, because what we're trying to do here is we're trying to actually build a network of folks all across the country that we can send people to if they want to get active. You know, so say if we come across somebody in Iowa, we can
right.
send them to your group or your organization. So is there some way that we can do that?
Well, what I was going to ask again is that I keep missing the website of is it Jeannie and Jack so that I
yes.
can contact them.
Okay, that sounds good. It's securetherepublic.com.
Okay.
Securetherepublic.com.
Got it. Yes,
right?
and I will absolutely do that because there's a lot of folks in our neck of the woods that are very aware of this, and I'm sure that we can get something coordinated. So thanks a ton.
I appreciate so much you calling in. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
This is what it's about, folks. This is what we're here for. If we don't do that, then we might as well, you know, throw in the towel and hang it up because there's no reason for even being here if we're not networking and getting folks to be active. All right, Dallas in Canada. Dallas.
Hello. Hi, yes, I absolutely agree with Kathleen. It's vital that we get involved. For example, here in Edmonton, Alberta, where I'm from, recently I did some of my own research, and I wasn't able to attend the community or the town hall meeting, but even if you're able to phone them, I just gave them a phone call, and I told them my concerns, and I got action. Like, there is a lot of well-meaning bureaucrats in there who are not aware of everything that's going on. So it's kind of our job to do the research and then educate them as well and reacquaint everybody with our Constitution. We have a Constitution as well in Canada based on the same Charter of Rights that is in the United States. But originally I was just calling to talk about the floods that we recently had here where the police went into the flooded area just 3 hours away from where I'm at here, and they entered everybody's homes. They had the military come in there, and they confiscated any guns that they found in the houses.
Wow. That sounds exactly like what happened in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
Same thing all over again.
Yeah. If you got,
go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, I was going to say if you had some time at the end, I got a couple of statements. I had lost some of my notes on the resolution.
Okay, Dallas, I'm gonna let you go. Thank you for calling in. We're almost out of time here. Go ahead, real quick, Jack.
Okay, in the substitute resolution, one of the things they say is we fully support voluntary programs whereby watersheds and environment are protected. Now that's one of the statements. And then the closing statement where it says, therefore be resolved, quorum court respectfully request that in connection to the previous Blue Way designation by the U.S. Department of Interior and that the concerns and principles hereby conveyed by the duly elected local officials or the citizens of the county be observed and respected in consideration of any memorandum of understanding and future activities regarding the previous
Jack, I'm sorry I have to interrupt. We're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us. We'll have to have you back. We'll do it again soon. How would you-